There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Today on the program here on Drive Live, we're going to be talking to Hassan Hariri from Dubai Astronomy Group. Going to be here just after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to be talking about all things to do with astronomy, but also in particular Flat Earth, the Flat Earth movement as well. They have a challenge for people who believe that the Earth is not a globe, which is going to be interesting, I think.
You know the Flat Earth movement?
Mm-hmm.
They have members all around the globe.
They absolutely do, which is one of those things that you just can't get around, can you? So Drive Live, that's at 5. Then just after 6, we're going to be talking cyber stalking as well here. So that is all to come. Right now, Hanan Marafi is here from the ARN News Centre. A story that you've been covering today, Hanan. You've been at a press conference. It was more of a media gathering, wasn't it? I saw earlier this morning with the Federal Tax Authority. So what's it all about?
Yeah, basically today marks the 100th day since VAT was implemented. So there was a gathering with the Federal Tax Authority and some interesting information came out of it. They announced that 98.8% of registered companies have complied and filed tax returns since VAT was introduced in January this year. The FTA also said that businesses cannot expect any further exemptions, however, from penalties for failing to register for VAT. And as we know, there was an extension until April the 30th, as some businesses were not ready for the tax. Khalid Ali Al-Bastani, Director General of the Authority, tells us what will happen if taxpayers have not registered by the end of the month.
We had 275,000 companies who have registered. So overall, there have been a good compliance from the registration of for the VAT. The postponement of the penalty for the late registration was agreed on the board to give companies who have not or were not ready to register within this period of time. Beyond that period, there will be no reason for those companies not to register, and they will be subject to several penalties. This is why it's important for everybody who have to register now.
So that was Khalid Ali Al-Bastani. He's the Director General of the FTA, telling us that 275,000 companies have registered, but also what will happen if taxpayers do not register. He also explained that more than 14,000 VAT registrations are still waiting to be approved, mainly because data has not been entered correctly by the applicants.
Now, Hanan, do we know what the penalties will be, though, if people don't follow these guidelines?
Well, Khalid Ali Al-Bastani said that there are several penalties. The first is for not registering. That's 20,000 dirham. Then he told me that if you register in the middle of April, you still, of course, have to pay tax since January, and there will be fines for late payments and other penalties for not submitting your returns. And even conducting a business without registering could be considered tax evasion if you've not registered intentionally.
Okay, so there are people complaining that prices have gone up since VAT was introduced. We've had lots of texts about that, unsurprisingly, aside from the 5%. So how is that being regulated?
Well, I asked the Director General of the FTA, Khalid Ali Al-Bastani, just this question, and he told me that retailers cannot use VAT as an excuse to increase prices. He says they notice companies trying to misuse the system from day one, so they've worked on enforcement to ensure companies comply and also ensure that consumers know their rights. He explains some of the main issues.
We want to make sure that there is a compliance. It's increasing the prices. That's one problem. The second problem is using the VAT, but for example, not displaying the price inclusive of VAT, which is not fair to the consumer. There are a lot of several practices that were in the market in the beginning, but we have seen a lot of support from the DEDs and consumer protection, and now we see that trend is fading away. So this is an ongoing process. It's not going to finish. We'll always work to ensure that consumer rights are protected.
So that was the Director General of the FTA, Khalid Ali Al-Bastani, explaining some of the main issues in terms of retailers and also how this is improving. And finally, the FTA is urging companies and taxpayers to submit their returns ahead of time. They explain that if paperwork and payments are delayed, then fines will be incurred.
Do not put it off is the message, isn't it? 100 days since VAT was introduced, would you believe it? Hanan Marafi from the ARN News Centre, nice to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Mohammed Suleiman's here from the ARN News Centre as well. So you've been out today as well, Mohammed. You were at a Dubai Executive Council event earlier today. What was that about?
That's right, Tim. So I was at the launch of the annual Creative Labs, which is an initiative run by the Executive Council. And these are basically a bunch of workshops on themes that Dubai's leadership wants the city to get better at. So they've identified six areas for this year's Creative Labs, and those six areas are mental health, youth empowerment, prisoner rehabilitation, real estate regulation, the promotion of arts, and integrating Emiratis into the workforce. So these six workshops or labs will try and brainstorm and come up with an action plan on how the public and the private sector can work together to excel in these six areas.
Okay. Okay, Mohammed, so the six areas that we're going to focus on, and hopefully we'll excel in those areas. And, you know, these labs are going to come together with great ideas and it's going to be fantastic. Which one in particular caught your attention?
Right, so the couple of them that were very interesting, but I think the one that really caught my attention was the workshop on integrating Emiratis into the workforce. Now, we know that this is something that the UAE is going very big on. They want more UAE nationals in the private sector. So to find out more, I spoke with Aisha Miran, who is the Assistant Secretary General of Strategy, Management and Governance at the Executive Council of Dubai. I began by asking her why this was one of the areas that they're focusing on this year.
How can we basically enable them to be totally financially, definitely independent, and they can contribute as productive members of society? It's about how can I get them out of the social benefit, out of the cycle of dependency and welfare, into actually being productive and depending on themselves and actually joining the workforce, be it as an entrepreneur or be it as an employee in the private or public sector. And this is also done with the Community Development Authority.
That was Aisha Miran from the Executive Council of Dubai. A few minutes ago, I was also on the phone with Dr. Amna Al-Mazmi, who is leading this particular workshop this year. I asked her what areas they'll be focusing on over the next couple of days.
We have worked at identifying gaps, whether these gaps are in services, in attitudes, in mindsets, in opportunities, in mechanisms for support. And then the second half of the day is identifying what are the enablers. Once we have identified the gaps, we want to look at what are the enablers, what will help us identify those individuals and identify the needs of these individuals and take them through a successful journey. A journey that starts with empowerment, but also involves continuous coaching to ensure that there is no drop back in their empowerment and continuous journey to success. We have also identified a few success stories that Dubai has had with individuals, Emiratis, who at one point were depending on financial support for the government, and today they are employing other Emiratis into a specific sector.
Okay, so Mohammed, these are workshops that are on, what, today and tomorrow. So what about after that?
Right, so what will happen now is that the head of each workshop will submit a report to the government, and that report will include a list of proposals on what new initiatives can be launched to achieve the goals that they've set. Now, these proposals have actually been quite successful in the past. Many projects and government plans that are currently in place have come from these workshops, so it wouldn't be surprising to see some real change coming from this year's Creative Labs.
Okay, I was looking at this yesterday. We sort of briefly looked at this story and I looked at the six topics. What were the six topics again for the labs? Because I was looking at it and thinking, so this is on. How do these all fit together? And I was trying to sort of, you know, join the dots, as it were. But of course, they don't have to fit together.
They don't, yeah. I think I'll go through the six topics once again. So there's mental health, there's youth empowerment, there's prisoner rehabilitation, real estate regulation, the promotion of art, and integrating Emiratis into the workforce. So six, I think, very, very different areas that they're focusing on this year.
Okay. That's Creative Labs 2018. Mohammed Suleiman at the Dubai Executive Council event earlier today, finding out more about that. For now, nice to see you.
You too. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Mohammed from the ARN News Centre. More details on that on the ARN News Centre app, of course, as well.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.